How about a proverb, shall we? 27:18. Let's go there. So I gave you a nugget yesterday on responsibility, faithfulness, how to be a great employee. Here is part two, okay? Not something you always see exalted, at least outside of Scripture, but this is a concept that will get you far in numerous stages of life. Also included in that would be the employee-employer world. Somebody read 27:18.
Whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored.
All right, okay, so we live in an agrarian society here, so we understand this. He who tends the fig tree will eat its fruit, right? You spend time investing in something else outside of yourself, the fig tree. You prune it, you harvest it, you water it, you take care of it, you make sure that it is top-notch throughout the year. What blessing do you get at the end of it? You get to eat the fruit, right? You get the spoils of your labors, okay? The same can be said of part two. He who cares for his master will be honored. Now, in a normal everyday life and workforce, is the theology of most people or their worldview to be outside of themselves and to care for someone else more than themselves? No, it's a me world, it's take care of myself, it's do my job, look out for my promotions. That's not how Scripture approaches this. It says, listen, you need to care for the ones around you, your master specifically, your boss, in a way that, I mean, your whole job is to make them look great, okay? Our pastor used to say back in Texas, whose program I went through, he said, your first job, your first outside of seminary experience, you make your boss, whether it be in the work world or seminary, if it's in the work world, go make him a ton of money or go make her a ton of money. Your job is to make them look great. You stay in the shadows and you exalt them, you serve them, you do whatever you need to do to make them look great. And if that's on a church staff, you serve them. Obviously, you're not going to make them money per se, but you exalt them and you make sure that your job is to support and encourage and do whatever it is they need you to do. And then from that will come all the fruits of that labor, right? Rewards, promotions, whatever it may be, moving up the corporate ladder, that's a great perspective on it, okay? He who cares for his master will be honored. Now, can you think of, biblically, people that remained outside of maybe the limelight and because they did such a great job of honoring their master were promoted almost instantaneously? Who do you think of when that comes to mind? Old Testament characters. Joseph, absolutely, right? Serves in Potiphar's house, doesn't share Potiphar's belief system, was such a trustworthy guy that he literally got handed the keys to the jail and said, man, you're in charge of everything. I trust you. As a fellow prisoner, do whatever seems necessary. Ultimately, is the right-hand guy to Pharaoh, right? Who else? How about Daniel? How about a guy that said, listen, Nebuchadnezzar, you're weird, okay? I don't believe in your belief system. I'm not going to eat your food, but I will be the best servant among everybody. He was an import, right, during the captivity. He was brought in from Israel into Babylon. Was a blue chip, so the guy said, man, it looks like you've got some talent. Let's see what it looks like. And he said, test me, right? With his buddies Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those guys instantaneously were exalted because of their work ethic, right? Now, some of you have bosses like I do, right, that are great, that are godly. You get to go to work every day and think, man, I am very thankful for the boss that I have. It's very, very easy to serve them because they're great, okay? They love Jesus. They're not perfect, but for the most part, they're good, right? Others of you work for non-Christian bosses that you just as soon strangle and, right, in your dreams at night, you wake up and go, oh, God, you know, what am I doing? It's a little bit more difficult. The challenge is still the same, right? To serve them unconditionally, okay? And there's obviously a point within a workforce where if you can't do that with integrity and the work situation is so bad that, you know, you can't. But the principle is the same. Be a servant, okay? Those are the type of people that get exalted, okay? Team players are hard to find, right? People that truly have the interest of the team as a higher interest than that of their own goals or own career paths. In this day and age, and always has been, those are difficult people to find. And if you find them, I promise you, you will exalt them. And if you are one of them, you will be exalted. Financially, positionally, whatever it may be, your efforts will not go unnoticed. Okay? So thoughts on that from you guys that are in the work world. It's just like you, Jordan. They're like, what's he saying? All right, Genesis, maybe we can wow you with something else this morning. That was all that I had. That was my 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Nothing. All right. Jordan, pray for us, will you?
Yeah.
And then we'll jump in.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing all of us, mostly, to gather together collectively and be able to read your scriptures. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would make clarity to each one of us, Lord, and that you would speak through Mike and his teaching. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right.